So in the past, we have talked about what's going on in Texas with a guy named Bob Garrett. He's a columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Last time it was because of the differences between Illinois and Texas's views on COVID-19 testing and vaccinations. But now everybody's talking about what the legislature is doing down there. So we called him back. Hey, Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Really good. What's going on in Texas, man? What happened to your legislature?
Well, after your last caller, I'll say teeth are showing, but they're not in smiles. we have a kind of an ugly situation, and we got more than 50 House Democrats, which is more than one-third of the 150-member Texas House, decamped to Washington, D.C. to block the House from being able to do business, to once again stop an elections bill that they are strongly opposed to from getting passed in the special session we're in. So we're in kind of a confrontational game of chicken here.
So you, your legislature, the Republicans are all on board. The governor's a Republican and is on board. You need how many votes for the bill to pass? 100?
Don't need 100 for it to pass. Need a quorum to do business is two-thirds of each legislative chamber. So that they need 100 votes to be able to do business. Then they only need 76 votes or, you know, a majority of 150 to pass the bill in the House.
I got it.
The bill's already passed in the Senate. The Senate has already passed virtually the entire 11-item agenda the governor has put on. And we have a lot of, you know, red meat, hot-button social issues like transgender sports and social media censorship. But the main attraction is this elections bill.
Okay, so I think I got the numbers then. That is, even though the Republicans have enough votes, I presume all the Republicans, all 83 of them in your House, would vote for this bill. You don't even need all 83 votes, but you need 100 bodies in the building in order to do business. And since you only have 83 Republicans, you need at least 17 Democrats to show up. So they all scram out of Dodge. And then even though you've got the votes, you can't do business because you don't have a quorum.
That's right. That's where we are right now. We've had this phenomenon rarely, but a couple of previous times since the 1970s. And the state constitution allows the House to put a call on the House and to order the House sergeant at arms to go round up the missing members. And that happened Tuesday and a day after the Democrats vamoosed. And they but they haven't yet produced any of these wandering Democrats and brought them back to the House floor in Austin.
But technically, does that make them over? Would they be arrested? I mean, so, some people are saying they will arrest them if they find them. Is that technically true?
It is true that they have the authority to go grab them and bring them back. It is not a criminal warrant. It's mm-hmm. a civil warrant. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not something that Texas is going to be able to get Washington, D.C. to extradite these yeah. lawmakers. Yeah. It's however, you know, they can't take this lightly if they want to come back and see someone in their family or take care of some business back home and try to sneak in. There is a good chance that the Texas Department of Public Safety officers, an elite group of which is called the Texas Rangers, could nab them. And we had that in 1979. The state police went to a Democratic senator in Houston's house because they heard he was going to visit his granddaughter.
But you still need how many of them do you need? 17 of these Democrats? Say you nab them.
Yeah,
what do you do then? March them over and duct tape them to their seat in the chamber? I mean,
well, theoretically, our governor is caught saying they would be cabined in the Capitol until we pass all the deal with all.
Who's paying for their lodging in Texas? I mean, or in Washington D.C.
So in D.C.
Yeah, how there's cost. They fly. They got to have sandwiches. Who's paying for that?
They are paying for it out of their campaign kitties, and the House Democratic Caucus has its own campaign account. I don't know that they have a lot of money. Of course, Beto O'Rourke and Willie Nelson, who are sympathizers and fans of what they're doing, are trying to raise money for them. So we could have, I think money could, enough money could flow. They're not staying in one of the most expensive hotels in inside the Beltway, John. It's pretty cheap accommodations, apparently. But and they're having fun playing Twitter wars with some of the
Well, what's the end game here, Bob? What's the end game here? Because eventually they got to come back to Texas. They are lawmakers. They at some point will have to make some law. So what's the end game here? What do they think this accomplishes?
Well, I think they've got, in their minds, the they are on the high plane of trying to stop further legitimization of Donald Trump's big lie on the 2020 presidential election. This did not, it is true, the Republicans are accurate in saying this did not start with Donald Trump and the big lie, but Republicans, including our governor when he's attorney general, have been harping on voter fraud for over a decade. But it is largely being fought out now on a nationalized basis as, you know, regardless of the particulars of the bill in Austin, we are doing this to stop the legitimization of what Donald Trump is saying that's, sort of destabilizing our democracy.
Your newspaper editorialized, I read it yesterday, about this bill, and they did not come out against it. They said that it's hyperbolic, these protests. It's not as bad as everybody's making it out to be.
Well, you know, that's right. They're saying it's not Jim Crow 2.0. And I think that fair-minded people would say that both sides have exaggerated both what problems may exist and what this bill contains. I think, though, that if you look at it in the context of a larger environment in Texas, in which the Democrats' great hope is demographics and, you know, a surging Hispanic vote, that any attempt to make it harder to vote is going to hurt Democrats more than it will Republicans. And they see this as Republicans trying to rig the rules and prevent the inevitable from coming. We don't know if it's inevitable, but we'll see over time. One thought, John, is quickly is that, you know, the Republican stuff could backfire on them in that it could help inspire the Democrats to get organized and overcome any problems that are created by the new election law.
Bob Garrett is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News, and Bob's Breakdown is a newsletter that he puts out, and it's worth clicking on if you want to follow news down there, particularly this one in the Dallas Morning News. Hey, Bob, I'll call you again sooner than later. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.